This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum, everyone. So this is where the story ends. What story am I talking about? I'm talking about the story of Al-Andalus. It started in the year 711 CE when Tariq bin Ziyad and Musa bin Nusayr landed at Gibraltar, and they started the conquest of the Iberian Peninsula, having taken much of the land. Majority of the peninsula was taken within 4 years. Okay, that's when the story begins. Then follows a chaotic period. Then Abdurrahman the First, an Umayyad prince, makes his way to Al-Andalus. He establishes his capital at Cordoba, builds the Grand Masjid of Cordoba, the largest masjid in the world once upon a time. It is still standing, very strong, very imposing, very, very inspirational. That's where the story started, okay? And then the Muslims went on to pioneer many, many different things. Architecture, artwork, theology, literature, and many, many of the fields, you name it. Some of the greatest scholars in the history of Islam were born in these lands, Al-Andalus, okay? And this was the golden age for the Jewish people, right? So what you see behind me is the castle. It's called Lan Haron. Okay, Lan Haron Moorish Arabic Castle. The locals here, they know it as the Moorish, as the Arabic castle. Okay, and this place is very, very special. You know why? Because that's where the last stand against the Catholics who had taken the last stronghold of the Muslims in Granada or at Granada. They were coming to take this territory from the Muslims, and this is where the Muslims made the last stand. Okay, at this humble, small fortress. It's called Lan Haron Fortress or Lan Haron Castle, locally known as the Moorish Castle, the Moorish or the Arabic Castle. If you look around me, these are the Alpuharras Mountains, okay? Also read in the English language as Alpujarras Mountains, where the Moriscos or the Muslims who had survived in Spain, in southern Spain, after the conquest of Ferdinand and Isabella, the two monarchs I am with some very excited brothers, mashallah. Okay, so these two Catholic monarchs, Ferdinand and Isabella, they conquered or they retook the territory of Granada from the Muslims. As they claimed, they called it the Reconquista, but many scholars say it was a civil war because many of the Muslims in Granada were native Spaniards. They were Hispanic originally. They were not Arabs or Berbers. These were converts to Islam who had converted to Islam centuries ago, and their descendants became the rulers of these lands in some cases, right? Others were Arabs originally, no doubt, but some, in fact, most, majority of the Muslims in Spain by this time, by 1492, when Ferdinand and Isabella take this territory, they are Spanish. They are Hispanic, ethnically Hispanic. So this propaganda against them, that these are Moors, these are from North Africa, these people are Arabs or Berbers, these were all a pack of lies, because the majority of the Muslims, hundreds of thousands of them in this territory. You see this village you can see behind me? The village of Lan Haron was a Muslim village originally, okay? And there are many, many villages or towns in this territory, in the mountains of Alpuharras, okay? That they were originally Muslim domains, and then there was an ethnic cleansing that took place here. These Muslims, they were wiped out from the face of the earth, okay, systematically. In the 16th century, in the mid-16th century, when the last stand was made, to be precise, from 1568 to 1571, for these 3 years, a last stand was made by the Moriscos, or the remaining Muslims, who had converted to Christianity forcefully. They made a stand, and then after that, they were wiped out completely from these territories, okay, from Alpujarras Mountains, because this was a stronghold for them. So if we go quickly up to the castle, and we will show you some of the castle from inside. This was one of the last strongholds of the Muslims, actually the last stronghold. This is where the story of Al-Andalus ended, okay, in the mid-16th century. In the mid-16th century, if you look at the walls, you can see it's not a very big, lavish castle. In comparison to other Muslim castles in Spain, in Al-Andalus, this is a very humble castle, but historically very important because this is where the last stand was made.